Up next, we're going to turn to our feature tonight. There's been a couple of new releases, one from Abdullah Ibrahim and from his new version of the Akaya Band. Saw kind of a semblance of that in performance in Ann Arbor last year, and this is sort of an extension of that. First stuff we're going to play is from a brand new reissue of Sun Ra's Monorails and Satellites, Works for Solo Piano. That's the extended title of it now. Back in the 60s, Sun Ra issued two of these albums on his Saturn label. They're recordings that he made in his house, in his kind of home studio, if you will, of the piano solo tracks. In fact, there's one cut on one of the original albums where the ending of the piece, the telephone rings in the background, stopped the piece there and shut the tape recorder off. But through the years, a lot of these solo records of Sun Ra are kind of precious because he only issued a handful, like maybe five or six, and a very prolific artist that released over 100 albums in his lifetime. So, and the solo records have gotten more appreciation, I think, in the last 5 years or so. There's some really nice liner notes that come with this reissue. It's on the Cosmic Myth label. It's a nice pressing. Sometimes some of these reissues aren't. And the extra album is especially good sound quality. And it's in stereo, where the first two were in mono. Not a huge, you know, major issue, I would say, with a piano, but still kind of nice to have the stereo recordings. And again, the pressing is excellent. So it's kind of a nice addition. So some of the liner notes, V.J. Iyer, one of the really great pianists, living pianists today, wrote some nice liner notes and had some good insights, I think, into Sun Ra's improvisational approach and stylings, if you will. And so anyway, highly recommended if you're a Sun Ra fan. You know, I'm going to spin a couple of tracks from the extra bonus album. I am spinning it from the LP here. Two back-to-back tracks from the extra LP to start off with. First track is titled Today Is Not Yesterday, followed by World Island Festival. Sun Ra, Monorails and Satellites, Volume 3. Thank you. two solo piano tracks there from Sun Ra. First, again, that's from a new LP release, on the Cosmic Myth record label. And that the tracks we heard there, the one we just heard was World Island Festival. And before that, Today Is Not Yesterday. Sun Ra solo piano. You could tell from that really a clean pressing and decent recording there. And again, originally recorded for his Saturn label and never released. So kind of a nice issue here from Sun Ra. Kind of one of his home studio recordings. I mentioned before I played those tracks that there's a few different people wrote liner notes for this, and they're good. And VJ Iyer, piano, really good piano player, wrote some nice kind of insightful liner notes. It talked about Sun Ra, you know, showing, you know, an interest or a knowledge of stride piano and Monk and different people, which is evident in his playing. But he can play a pretty ballad, and then it just sort of opens up into improvisations and swirls of sound and noise, and then can just kind of be in a totally different place a little bit later. And it's interesting, Sun Ra's technique, you know, how he there is like a unifying sound or knowledge, I guess, in his playing. Kind of gets revealed, you know, the more time you spend listening to him. But he really comes off, you know, initially to a lot of people as being very random. But you can, you know, tell from that, you know, his beautiful technique. And he actually compared him to Jackie Byard a little bit, which I've never thought of that before. But it's a pretty good comparison if you're into Jackie Byard or listen to some Mingus records, where Jackie Byard will be playing like a boogie-woogie or stride piano thing and then break into some avant-garde thing and then be playing a standard and blah, 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 and kind of move all over the map with all different types of styles and techniques, which fit Mingus really well because Mingus was like that. And I think Sun Ra has that too, but a little more free and maybe easygoing, if you will. Anyway, brand new Monorails and Satellites. That was from Volume 3. We'll hear another cut from that a little later on in the hour. Next, we're going to turn to a brand new release from Abdullah Ibrahim. This is a album with his band Akaya. It came out this year on the Gearbox label. Do not know much about the Gearbox label. First thing I've seen on it. I think he's living in South Africa again, but he did tour the United States last year. And so I'm not sure. It's not clearly indicated if this was recorded in South Africa or in the United States. It is his new Akaya band. On this track, Abdullah Ibrahim is at the piano. Noah Jackson is on bass. Alec Dankworth plays some cello. Will Terrell on drums. Adam Glasser on a couple of cuts, not on the one I'm going to play here. Cleve Guyton Jr. is on alto. Lance Bryant tenor. Andre Murchison trombone. And Marshall McDonald is on baritone. We're going to hear a cut called Nisa, which has appeared. There's an album of Abdullah Ibrahim's with that title. We're going to hear that and follow it with a version of Skippy, Abdullah Ibrahim. Thank you. two new cuts from Abdullah Ibrahim from a new release called The Balance. We heard Skippy, and before that, Nisa. This is, once again, a new release on the Gearbox label. And up next, we're going to go back to the Sun Ra record, play one more cut from that. If you missed out in my introduction of it a little bit earlier, I'll kind of give a more brief breakdown of it. There's Sun Ra released only a handful of solo albums in his lifetime, and only two on his homemade Saturn label, which, if you discount the singles, he put out 75 to 80 albums on Saturn label through the years. Two of them were solo piano records. Both were recorded in 1966. Both were titled Monorails and Satellites. They have been reissued. Volume 1, reissued and remastered from the original tapes. Volume 2, they did not were unable to find the original tapes, and so they made Volume 2 from a nice pressing that they found of the album. They did a good job with repressing it. And then Volume 3, they found a stereo tape that was prepared for issue but never was issued. And so all three came out as a 3-LP set on the Cosmic Myth label. I played two cuts from the previously unissued album. Now I'm going to turn back to Volume 2, which this is transcribed from the a record that exists of this album. And we're going to hear a track called Calendronous, Sun Ra. New from Abdullah Ibrahim from the album, new album called The Balance with his band Ikaya. That was a tune previously issued, a new version of it there, but previously issued on an earlier record called Tongguru. And that had Abdullah Ibrahim at the piano. And let's see, Noah Jackson bass, Will Terrell drums, Adam or Steve Guyton Jr., alto, Lance Bryant, tenor, Andre Murchison, trombone, Marshall McDonald, baritone. Actually, Cleve Guyton played the flute on that cut. And again, brand new, Abdullah Ibrahim, and it's on the Gearbox label. Before that, we heard a track from Sun Ra from a brand new reissue, a tune called Calendronous, and from 1966, solo piano, originally appeared on the Monorails and Satellites album, recently reissued as a 3-LP set. To wrap up the hour, we're going to turn to one cut here from the Connie Crothers Quartet. This is a band with Lenny Popkin, tenor, Carol Tristano is at the drums, Cameron Brown bass, from 1993. We're going to check out the title track, Jazz Spring, Connie Crothers Quartet. Thank you. Music from the Connie Carruthers Quartet featuring Lenny Popkin on tenor saxophone. That was Jazz Spring, the title track, New Artists Label, 1993. Be right back.